Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, boy. The three knuckleheads that were on for the last 4 hours having a conversation on their way out the door that I will not share on the air, especially if I want to keep working here. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I am Jack Hillgrove. This is The Fan Evening Show. Thanks for being along for the journey with us until 10:35 tonight. We're going to talk about the Steelers. We'll get into Pittsburgh in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get into everything heading into the bye week with Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. We'll get into college football at 8 o'clock. But I wanted to begin this show tonight with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And again, it's tough because I'm not on the air every day. And I fear at times that, you know, sometimes you're beating the dead horse. You're driving the point into the ground, especially if you're a day or two behind, but I'm not on the air here every day, and I only get so many opportunities to really drive my opinion home. And like you, and many of you out there listening, I'm a passionate fan of every team that plays in this town, and a passionate fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it's layered. The opinion for me comes in a couple of different spots. Number one, I think the decision to extend Don Kelly as the Pirates manager ultimately ended up being a good one. And again, I think a lot, I've said this before, a large chunk of what I think is responsible when you sit in this chair and do this job is own up to the takes that maybe weren't right in the end, or, you know, maybe take a victory lap when it ends up panning out your way. I said at the beginning of the Don Kelly era that I thought that he was too closely associated with the Derek Shelton way of doing things, and that if this team were to move on from Derek Shelton, and it did, I did not think Don Kelly was the 2026 answer. I thought that he was just the stopgap for the remainder of this season. And again, too closely associated with the Derek Shelton dumpster fire to where if they are truly committed to bringing winning baseball back to Pittsburgh, let's start from scratch and get a new, fresh voice in that spot. Well, it turns out that that new, fresh voice and that new way of doing things is Don Kelly, which leads me to wonder what the hell went on for the last 5+ years with Derek Shelton and Don Kelly, and why there was such a disconnect between the manager and the bench coach, and why maybe the Don Kelly way of going about things, because it is way more old school. And we saw that throughout the rest of the 2025 campaign. We saw that Don Kelly's way of operating and managing a baseball team was incredibly different than Derek Shelton's. More passionate, more fiery, and a little bit more reliant on the instincts than the analytics. And it all worked out as well as it could after a 12-6 Derek Shelton dumpster fire to start the 2025 season. So I'm willing to eat crow. I'm willing to walk it back and say, you know what? I'm pretty happy with Don Kelly as the manager of this team moving forward. And now, breaking in the last hour or so, according to John Heyman, it looks like Don Kelly is really going to put his stamp on this organization as the team's manager. Oscar Marine, no longer the Pirates pitching coach. And on my way into the building, Andrew and Chris were talking about it and mentioned the disconnect maybe between Paul Skeens and Oscar Marine as this team's pitching coach, which, you know, you want to make that guy happy as much as possible. And if that is the true reason why Oscar Marine was not brought back for 2026, then that goes to show you that, in my mind, that goes to show you what Paul Skeens didn't, obviously from an on-the-field perspective, he's probably going to win the Cy Young, but what Paul Skeens did on the field and the way he spoke off the field carried a lot of weight in the front office. And now it looks like because of it, the Pirates will have a new pitching coach. But we go back to the Pirates' way of doing things, the backwards way of doing things, it seems. And right now, Matt Haig still has a job. Oscar Marine had a top 10 pitching staff in all of baseball, starters and bullpen. And a lot of that had to do with the best pitcher in baseball. And as it pertains to Paul Skeens right now, he's on track to be one of the best pitchers of all time. A lot of the, 3.59 team ERA this year, top 10 in the league, whatever it was, had to do with Paul Skeens being as good as he is. I understand that. But if you're going to look at it black and white through the numbers, the fact that Oscar Marine guided the pitching staff to a sub-4 ERA, top half in the bigs, and he's out of a job, and Matt Haig oversaw one of the worst hitting displays a major league team put on a 162-game season ever, is an ass-backwards way of doing things. And to be quite honest with you, it's par for the course for the guys that are employed in the front office as the team president and general manager. I was pretty darn fired up. What was that, yesterday? For the Don Kelly press conference? Kelly talking about being heartbroken in 1992. I was a fan first. It still drives me to bring winning baseball back to Pittsburgh, and it's going to happen. I'm, of course, paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what Don Kelly said at one point in the press conference yesterday. And I'm like, all right, he's hitting all the buzzwords, and he's making me excited about Pirates baseball as much as you can be heading into 2025. And then Ben Cherington is back as this team's general manager in 2026. That news becomes public. It pretty much became public when, as Ben was tossing it to Donnie Kelly in the press conference, he says, fired up to keep working with you, man. And as I was watching it, I said, huh, fired up to keep working with you. Well, for somebody that doesn't want that guy to be employed by this organization anymore, that's not that great of a sign. And ultimately confirmed, Ben Cherington will be back as this team's general manager in 2025. It's quite simple. If you are committed to bringing playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh, get rid of the general manager that's responsible for the last dumpster fire of the last half decade. The 450 or whatever the hell it is winning percentage since 2020. Seven straight losing seasons. And wasting yet another year of having the best pitcher in the game on your staff. We're going to bring that guy back. We're going to allow that guy to conduct an incredibly crucial offseason. Because I have no doubt in my mind that with the right manager, and I, again, willing to walk it back, I think Don Kelly can be that guy. I think Don Kelly has enough connections across baseball to build a staff that could help this team win, a much better and more competent staff than Derek Shelton had for the last 5+ years. I have confidence that Donnie Kelly can do that if given the opportunity to do so. But the other half of the equation has to be a competent general manager. And with that in mind, I truly have no doubt that in going into the 2025 season, there was an avenue for the Pirates to contend for the playoffs this season. The Cincinnati Reds did it. The Cincinnati Reds did not make any earth-shattering moves. They brought in Gavin Lux and relied on their young core. But they hired Terry Francona. Like, the manager matters in this equation. And Don Kelly can be that guy, but not without competency in the general manager seat. It's quite literally that simple. Again, the Cincinnati Reds did it coming into 2025. They got the right guy in there. They were aggressive and got the right guy in the spot that needed to be in that spot. They're playing tonight. They are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And what makes it so much more frustrating, and it's not like the Reds had this astronomical hill to climb and flip it around. They only won 83 games. That's all it takes in a six-team National League playoff, a six-team Major League playoff in both leagues. 82, 83, 84 wins. At the very least, you're in the hunt in the final week of the regular season, just like the Mets and the Reds were. The Pirates won 76 games in 2024. You don't mean to tell me that the right manager and the right general manager can manufacture 7-8 more wins from season 1 to 24 to 25 or from 25 to 26? It could be done, and it will be done next year. Will it be done by the Pirates? With a new general manager, I would give this team a shot. But if Ben Cherington couldn't figure out a way to improve this team in the offseason of 2024 into the 2025 season, getting from 76 to 82. Again, 6, 7, 8 wins is all it took. 6, 7, or 8 more wins is all it took for the Pirates to be competitive in 2025 into the last week of the regular season. If Ben Cherington couldn't figure out how to make this team better by winning only 6, 7, 8 more games, he's definitely not going to do it by trying to get this team to win 15 more games. 71 and 91 was the final record in 2025. 5 games worse than the year before. And again, all of this stuff is incredibly obvious. And if I'm beating the dead horse, I'm sorry. But I have to get it off my chest. If this owner and this team president are truly passionate about bringing playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh. The owner had a statement at the end of the season and it said it was unacceptable. Travis Williams said as much in the Don Kelly press conference. If you're truly that committed, Ben Cherington should not be here. Ben Cherington has had enough of a sample size and enough of a horrendous track record. The trade deadline should have been the final straw, and it wasn't. And now we're going to rely upon this guy to conduct yet another offseason. An offseason where the stakes are higher and the tasks are tougher. It has me question truly how bad these people want to bring playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh. And it should make you all question it as well. 412-928-9370, that's the number. We'll get to your phone calls towards the end of the hour. Noah Hiles does a tremendous, tremendous job covering this team. But he's only one half of the Pirates beat at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The other half is Colin Beasley. Colin will join us next. It's 6:18, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency to get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Again, Colin Beasley of the PG will join us next, and then we'll get into your phone calls at the end of the hour at 412-928-9370. Don Kelly back, Ben Cherington back. How do you feel about the Pirates heading into 2026? 412-928-9370. Colin Beasley will join me next. I'm Jack Hillgrove with you until 10:35 tonight. This is the Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7 the Fan. We had to move spots because the computer over in the other seat was being weird. It wasn't frozen. Like, you could, the time was changing on the home screen, but the keyboard nor the mouse were working, so we had to switch over into the other chair. But we stay versatile around here, Jolie. That's the name of the game. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Joel Nelson on the ones and twos. He'll be taking your phone calls next segment at 412-928-9370. That's the number of the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Right now, we go to that Fan Hotline and we find one half of the Pirates beat at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That's Colin Beasley. Colin, I will start with the news that's broken in the last hour or so. Oscar Marine not back as the Pirates pitching coach. How much does that surprise you?
I actually got bigger news that broke in the past 10 minutes. It's not just Oscar Marine. It's also Mike Rabello and Brent Schramm not returning to the Pirates coaching staff. That's something that our Jason Mackey reported and he tweeted out 7 minutes ago.
Well, there you go. Appreciate the information, good sir.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily too surprised by any of this. I think that we knew that some changes were going to be made, both because of the season they had and also just with a new permanent manager. Whenever there's a new permanent manager, they want to bring in their guys and make sure that they have their own staff instead of just holdovers. And obviously it's a little bit different with Don Kelly, considering he's been around with all these guys, but I think I expected to to see some changes being made. Maybe slightly surprised that Oscar Marine and Brent Strom were two of the ones that were let go. Just considering how good the pitching has been, if anyone was going to be kept, it probably would be those guys. But then again, considering how disappointing the Pirates season was, it makes sense that they'd want to make changes somewhere.
Colin, are we done with the changes, or do you think that maybe guys like Matt Haig or other members of the coaching staff might be on their way out as well? Is there more to come?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be too surprised either way. With Matt Haig, considering that last year was his first year, I wouldn't be too surprised if he's retained for a second year and given some more of a runway. But at the same time, with the coaching staff change that they had going from Shelton to Kelly, and with Kelly now having a permanent job, I don't want to say that anyone's guaranteed to be back or anyone's guaranteed to stay. Also, especially because this just got confirmed in the last minutes, I wouldn't be surprised if there's more to uncover.
And it seems like, from changes, and obviously changes I think needed to be made based off of the disappointment of the season, but it looks like that Don Kelly is going to have it is his regime at this point now. He is no longer attached to the Derek Shelton way of doing things as Derek Shelton's bench coach. Like it's Don Kelly's team now, and it looks like he's been given the opportunity to make it his team and get the guys that he wants to fill out the staff.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really the biggest takeaway that I have from that is that Don Kelly is interested in finding his own guys and finding out what works best for him, not necessarily just what's in place. So interested to see what that staff looks like, what connections he ends up going to and where he turns to as he looks for now a pitching and a third base coach at least.
Colin Beasley with us on the Fan Hotline. He joins us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Pirates. Colin, as far as, Ben Cherington's situation, he's going to be back in 2026. When do we think that the decision was made to bring Ben Cherington back, and why? And I know Travis Williams had mentioned that he thought that a general manager change would set this team back, and the only direction that they want to go is forward. But what's the line of thinking there from guys like Travis Williams and those responsible for saying, hey, Ben Cherington will be back in 2026?
I don't really know exactly when the timeline was. I know that Ben Cherington and Bob Nutting have conversations regularly about direction of the team, where they want to go, various moves they want to make, that sort of thing. And I know that in the last homestand, Ben Cherington mentioned that he hadn't heard anything that would suggest that he wouldn't be back in 2026. And then yesterday he said yes. He just simple one word answer. So that means that there was at least some conversation in there of yes, he will be back in 2026. But really, I think this kind of just says that if they were going to get rid of, move on from Ben Cherington, probably the time they would have done that was when they moved on from Derek Shelton. I think that they would have moved the two together if they had been planning on doing it. But considering that Ben Cherington is still the Pirates GM, I think that just shows that they thought their window was then, and they decided to stick with it from then on forward.
Our producer, Joel Nelson, actually just texted me and came up with a pretty good question for you, Colin. So I'm going to let Jolie take this one because I think, in my humble opinion, I think it's a possibility. So go ahead, Jolie.
Yeah, Colin, with Don Kelly being brothers-in-law with Neil Walker, do you suppose that Kelly could bring in Walker to join the staff in some capacity?
That would be fun to see, for sure. I mean, that relationship is definitely there. That tie is there. I think that Neil Walker could certainly teach the Pirates and help out in various ways. But considering how fresh this news is, I haven't looked into who I think could be possible candidates for any of those openings. I don't know if Neil Walker is someone who's interested in coaching at all, but there definitely is at least that relationship there.
Yeah, I just think so because, and I wouldn't be surprised because anytime I hear Neil speak, you know, and I've had the pleasure to talk to him a couple of times, he has coach written all over him. So that's why I thought maybe that could be an interesting aspect as well. Colin, another question for you about Paul Skeens. So, you know, there was a lot to, you know, I know Andrew and Chris were talking about it in their show when the Oscar Marine news broke, and it seemed like that maybe there was some disconnect between Oscar Marine and Paul Skeens, just between, you know, player and coach in that position. How much truth is there to that? And if that's the case, like it just seems like Paul Skeens really has a big time voice in that clubhouse and the way the organization wants to try and do things just after, you know, a year and a half with him in the bigs.
I wouldn't say I got that sense. I know that when I saw this news first reported on Twitter, I saw a couple of people saying, oh my gosh, there must be some massive disconnect between him and Oscar Marine, and between there must be something in the background, considering that Marine's staffs have been good and that the Pirates pitching has performed well. I don't get that sense. I think this is more just Don Kelly wanting to have his own staff in place and wanting to shake some things up. I don't, at least from what I've heard at the moment, I don't think there's anything deeper beyond that. But then again, I also can't fully deny that that's the truth. You never know.
Colin Beasley, Pirates beat writer of the Post-Gazette. Colin, before we let you go, the home opener was, it kind of set the tone for a season in which I had never seen before as far as frustration from the fans. The sell the team chants and everything that kind of transpired as the season went on. I personally think right now we're on pace for something very similar when the Pirates open up the home slate in 2026. What, in your mind, do the Pirates need to do from here, from now until April, to as much as possible win the fan base back and try to get this fan base excited about Pirates baseball in 2026? What needs to be on the checklist?
I'd agree with you that it looks like this year's home opener in 2026 will look similar, if not worse, than 2025 if the current trajectory continues. I think what really needs to happen is the Pirates have to do some un-Pirates things in this offseason. I think that they, whether that's going out and getting a big free agent, signing a longer multi-year deal, not a one-year, $5 million type deal, I'm not going to speculate on names, but going out and signing some guys, signing a middle-of-the-order bat, and making that investment in free agency, I think that would help. I think upping the payroll from what it was this year, I think that would certainly help. I think that going out and swinging a couple of big trades, like not just a single Spencer Horwitz acquisition, either. I think Noah mentioned it on the station earlier, trying to get a Jaren Duran type player. That's something that would certainly help, but really just showing that it's not just running back the 2024 and 2025 Pirates. If it's the same, I talked to Andrew McCutchen about this in Cincinnati, and he said that if it's the same guys and the same clubhouse, but weren't his exact words, then they're going to get the same results. I think that they simply need to go out and take some swings, and whether that's free agency, trade acquisitions, whatever, you've got to show that the 2026 Pirates will look different than the 2025 Pirates and will have different faces instead of just relying on internal improvement from the guys in the clubhouse.
It's interesting you brought up McCutchen because that's where I wanted to go next. He raised my eyebrows when I saw the soundbite, saw the clip of him talking about his future, wanting to play in 2026. I think he can still do it and have another productive season next year. Obviously, he does as well. But when asked about returning to the Pirates, it was kind of a we'll see answer. What's the likelihood? I'll word it to you this way. What's the likelihood that he plays for another team in 2026? And if that's the case, you know, what message does that send?
I don't know what message it sends, because if he was playing for another team, it could mean a whole lot of different things. And that's something we won't fully know until that day comes. That would either mean that the Pirates didn't invest and he didn't think that the 2026 Pirates could be a winner, or it simply means that some other team offered him either a bigger role or or a better contract or something along those lines. But when I talked to Andrew McCutchen, I didn't get the sense that this was a guy who wanted to leave Pittsburgh. I don't think he obviously has frustrations about way things have gone, various frustrations within the organization about big things, little things, whatever. But it was a very clear to me that Andrew McCutchen cares deeply about the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he really does believe that there is the foundation of a winner here. That's something that he told me. He said if he didn't believe that, he'd probably just go and retire. He's not doing that. He wants to play next year. He wants to play as a 39-year-old, and that shows that he believes the 2026 Pirates can be good. I don't know if that necessarily means that he'd sign up to run it back with exactly the same team as it is this year. He didn't sound like someone who particularly wants to do that if the Pirates aren't winning, but it also doesn't sound like he's particularly excited about the idea of having to go somewhere else and uproot his family and go through all that all over again just for the sake of winning baseball. I truly believe he wants to be here, but he wants some investment and some improvements to be made so that the 2026 Pirates can be a winner.
Colin Beasley, Pirates beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Colin, who's your World Series pick?
I think both the Mariners and Phillies have a lot of things to be excited about. I think that's probably I think that'd be my World Series matchup. I think that the Phillies have a very good shot of winning it this year.
There you have it. Colin Beasley, Pirates beat writer for the PG. Colin, appreciate you hopping on, brother. We'll do it again soon as the offseason gets underway. Appreciate you being available, man.
Thanks for having me, Jack. Have a good one.
You too, brother. Take care. All right, Colin Beasley, you can follow him on X at Colin_Beasley, BEAZLEY, and you can read him at post-gazette.com. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny skies, temps in the 70s, Wednesday through Friday, 80 for the weekend, which is pretty darn good for me, Jolie, because I'll be heading back down to the stomping grounds on Saturday, off day, Waynesburg homecoming with the boys.
Sweet.
It's going to be
absolutely in Crinkle and Folsey.
Yeah, and a lot of fun. I mean, you don't want to tailgate when the weather sucks. That's just no fun at all. Did you go to the Pitt-Penn State game in 2018? I mean, your Nittany Lions won.
Oh, that was big. The one in Pittsburgh, the 51-6 game?
Yeah.
I was not there.
I was going to ask you if you would have had fun there, and I would have bet the answer was no, despite your team winning a blowout, because it was...
Wasn't it like just a rainy,
monsoon,
stormy night? And
monsoon.
I don't know what the field conditions were like, but I wouldn't be shocked if they were similar to that Steelers-Dolphins 3-0 Monday night game.
Well,
from...
they didn't affect the Penn State offense any.
That's true.
In that game. But no, that was my point. Like, just, you know, weather can ruin a tailgate in a game in the blink of an eye. So I will not be dealing with that this weekend. Looking forward to it. All right, the Pirates talk continues next. 412-928-9370. Your just overall feeling after the last couple of days, absorbing all the information. Don Kelly's the manager. Ben Charrington stays the GM. You know, there are people, anonymous players, telling Noah Hyles, who wrote an article about this being pretty much a bleep show. You know, as all of that information becomes available and the offseason begins for the Pittsburgh Pirates, how do you feel? 412-928-9370. Again, breaking in the last 10 minutes. I should have been on this. I apologize. I was changing computers and I couldn't get on it. In addition to no more Oscar Marin, Mike Ribello fired. Brent Strom, the assistant pitching coach, is retiring. So Brent Strom, Mike Ribello, Oscar Marin, all on their way out of Pittsburgh as Don Kelly tries to shape his staff. 412-928-9370. Your phone calls next on the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Jason Mackey at it again, providing some context. The three that were let go, pitching coach Oscar Marine, third base coach Mike Ribello, and assistant pitching coach Brent Strom, all of them technically just not having their contracts renewed. So not a true quote-unquote firing. They just are not being brought back. If that's the pace at what this is going, that does not make me feel good about Matt Hegg's chances of no longer being employed by the ball club. I am not a beat writer. I am not an insider. But if I'm willing to bet, because that Matt Hegg just completed his first year as the Pirates pitching coach, he is probably still under contract. And if they're only going about this in ways of just parting ways with expiring deals like Marine, like Ribello, like Strom, Matt Hegg might be back as this team's hitting coach next season. A lot more can happen. We are quite literally only, 2 days into the Pirates offseason, but, I personally don't feel good about the idea of having a new hitting coach next season. Which would make sense after a historically abysmal offensive season. And a season that your pitching staff was top 10. Keep that guy. No. Backwards. Incorrect way of doing things. Richard in Whitehall's on the Fan. What's up, Richard?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for staying on hold. What's up?
I have a take on Charrington, and I think the reason that he's being kept is that he's under contract. Knowing the frugality of Nutting, I don't think he wants to pay for somebody to sit at home. And I think that he won't be let go until his contract is over.
The only rebuttal that I'll have for that is they did that with Clint Hurdle and Neil Huntington. They were both fired. They were both under contract when they were let go. So it is, it can be done by this organization. I'm not going to poo-poo on your take and your way of thinking for that, because the owner and the ownership group has not given you much reason to think otherwise, but they have done it before. They have parted ways with general managers mid-contract. And if they were able to do it with Neil Huntington, only a couple of years removed from a playoff team and a 98-win team, 4 years removed, they could certainly do it with this guy, especially after the season that they had, the trade deadline he conducted. They can certainly do it with this guy, and it seems like, well, he's definitely coming back next year. But the way that it's going right now, Richard, it seems like, at least from a coach's standpoint, they're only parting ways with the expiring deals.
Okay, fair enough. Can I make a couple other points?
Yeah.
I think in McCutcheon's case, yes, he had decent numbers for the Pirates, but overall, his numbers as a DH are just about average for the league. There's a lot of good DH players out there. And I think the biggest knock on McCutcheon is he can't run anymore.
Listen, Richard, let me ask you this question. And again, this is a productive conversation. Would you take, do you think Andrew McCutcheon's going to be a league average bat again next season? Because I do. I think Andrew McCutcheon could put together a relatively league average bat again in 2026. He hit 240. His OPS was at 700. That's league average, and I think he could do it again. Do you think so?
I think he could.
Okay.
But as I mentioned, I think the issues with him, how many times this year has he hit a ground ball into the hole? Third baseman or shortstop goes deep in the hole to get it, gets the guy at second, and there should never be a play at first, and yet they get him by two steps. That's happened way too often.
But I think it, again, I'm not going to completely disagree with your line of thinking, but this team and this offense, Richard, is so bad and was so bad. Andrew McCutcheon being 38 years old and not as fast as he once was, and not being able to leg out those plays you talk about, to me, that's splitting hairs when you talk about the Pirates and the way that this season went in 2025. I'll just take a league average bat yet again. I mean, it was so hard to find league average bats in this lineup last season. They did not have enough of them. And if Andrew McCutcheon can do it in 2026, I don't care about the lack of speed. I don't care about not being able to leg out infield singles. None of it matters to me as far as Andrew McCutcheon is concerned, because they just need the offense. And if Andrew McCutcheon goes elsewhere next year, I don't have faith in them to replace him adequately. And if he wants to come back, you bring him back, and that's a league average bat in the lineup, and I'll take it.
All right, fair enough. But possibly maybe Brian Reynolds should be the guy that should be the DH moving forward. If you're looking to be a little younger, and that's just my look. I'd like to see him become the DH of the Pirates.
Yeah, no, and I think that's definitely the way that it's going. And Richard, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. The experiment with Brian Reynolds at first base, I think, was just what it was, an experiment. They flirted with the idea. I don't think he ever played in a game at first base, Jolie. No. So I think that is pretty much dead in the water. And the next phase in Brian Reynolds' career, not just as a Pirate, in baseball period, if he were to ever leave the organization, is as a DH. The defense isn't quite what it once was for Brian Reynolds. And it's, you know, that's going to go with age as well. The next phase for Brian Reynolds is to be a designated hitter in Major League Baseball. I don't necessarily know how quick that comes. Maybe not in 2026, because if you do that, you create another hole where there doesn't need to be a hole at corner outfield. And then the last thing that this team needs right now is more just gaping holes in this roster. They have enough of them. They don't need more. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Joel and I are going to have some fun. We have to think of a name for the segment. It's like a you versus the guy that she told you not to worry about. But if the guy that she told you not to worry about was uglier than you, I don't know. We have to shorten it. So what we're going to do is we each are going to pick like a handful of guys that we think the Pirates can realistically sign and should realistically sign to make them better for 2026. But we are going to pair each one with a guy that will probably end up in Pittsburgh next season that falls along the lines of the Adam Frazier's Rowdy Tellez's and Tommy Pham's of the world. I'm just excited to throw out some names and just get your reaction. So that's coming up later on in the show. Coming up, though, we'll transition into the Steelers, and Chris Alec of DK Pittsburgh Sports will join us, and we'll kind of regroup with Chris after the bye week and after the win in Dublin over the Minnesota Vikings. He's coming up next. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.